First week is a fuzz. She can't really remember much about it. Second week was probably taken up with insurance companies, disconnecting SEC's phones, all that. Third week, we finally found a home to live in. So we've now got a place to live in for the next year. And now, finally, they're clearing our block of land. So that is the first start for us in the step of rebuilding. So at least now we know we're on the track to heading home again.
What's involved with the cleaning up process? Is it going to take a while?
They've actually been out there working for a week and a half already. Because we had asbestos on the site, we had to get a special crew in to clean, and it's been a bigger job than what they thought. So we're hoping by the end of this week the clean-up might be finished.
What happens once the clean-up's over?
At the moment, I don't really know, because we're still waiting to get final figures from our insurance company on how much they're going to give us to rebuild. So until we actually hear that, we're stalled. We can't think, this is a house I want. So until they get back to us, we're kind of in nowhere land at the moment.
Are there many people in the community like you who are just simply cleaning up and waiting for the insurance companies to follow through?
I know there is a lot of them have already started. I think there is another couple that are like us that they're at the stage and that they're just sitting waiting. I can understand it's a long process, but people say, what sort of home are you going to have? And I don't know yet, because I don't know. I already know that it's costing us $30,000 for our cleanup. That's out of our insurance before we even start. Then we've got to sit down and figure what we can get. And the strict regulations now with building, we have to be fire safe in everything. So we're really going to probably push it to the wire.
And I suppose it's a case of you can't really rebuild your home like you've created it over the years. How do you feel about starting again?
For a while, it'll probably feel like I'm a visitor. You can't get back the marks up the wall where the kids have grown over the years. We had a hole in our kitchen floor where there was a snake killed. And there's little things like that, and the kids' handprints in concrete outside where we've done work. You can't get that back. So for a little while, it'll feel very strange. The house we're in now is a nice house, but sometimes I go home and I feel like I'm visiting. And I can look out over the hills of Seaton from the kitchen window and I think, I want to go home.
So you're in Hayfield now?
We're living in Hayfield. We were very lucky that a nice gentleman called Aaron Ralph offered us a house for a year. And if we need it longer, we can have it. Insurance company's covering our rent, so that's one problem we don't have to worry about, which is good.
What's the feeling like for other people? You mentioned people are rebuilding. Are people starting to look forward now in the community?
Oh, definitely. They're definitely looking forward to it. I think a couple of weekends ago they had a fundraiser here, and that brought so many people together. It was so good to see everyone together, laughing, having fun, and looking forward to the future. And people are now starting to... I've been out to Seaton. I wouldn't go out there when it was still black and burn. I've been out and there's life happening. There's green, there's new fences. And it just makes it feel a little bit better than that black, barren country.
For your business as well, this fire has affected the community in the sense of tourism coming through the area has stopped over the time that it's been happening. Is that starting again as well?
It's slowly starting to pick up. I can see a few more that we know are out of town as they come up camping at the Weir and returning. The last couple of long weekends have been very bad for business. We're hoping this Easter the people will come, that everywhere's open now. Hayfield's open for business, Glen Maggie's open, you've got Lycola open. So we're hoping the tourists will come back again.
The Victorian State Government has spent some money on trying to advertise to people that the region is open and that people can come. Are you starting to see the results of that?
I think we are, because before in that you weren't seeing that many. Now people are coming, you can see them even driving past with their motorbikes on and their caravans on. So they definitely are coming back. It might take a little bit longer than normal, but they are definitely starting to come back.
What's it been like for you trying to run your business and keep everything going whilst this whole process is been happening?
Some days I feel like I just want to sit down and cry. I run a business, so you've got to try to be smiling and happy and that, and inside you're kind of breaking. But I keep it together till maybe I get home and then I might have a silent little tear but the customers help too. They come in and if you're feeling a bit down, that can lift you up enormously. and the kids that come into the shop. And yeah, I think without this shop, I don't know what I would have done.